want to serve in the district.
Are you ready? Let's call the meeting to order and welcome everyone out tonight. Appreciate everyone's attendance and interest, concern, whatever it is that brings you here. Maybe it's just curiosity, but we appreciate you taking some time out of your night to come join us. Let's see, we do the opening prayer, prayer and pledge of allegiance for the roll call. So I'll go ahead and lead us in the pledge, and then I'm asking the council member Stallings to say their invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before thee this afternoon in this city council meeting. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, for the blessings of living in this community, in this San Diego Valley, and for the many opportunities that it affords us. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we have this democracy where we live in this great country. And we thank thee for the privileges that it affords us. We pray for our leaders that they can make the right decisions. And we ask thee to be with us this night, that as we discuss the affairs of this community and city, that we'll be guided and directed in the decisions and things that we do will enhance this city and be for all good and well. Father, we recognize that we're low on moisture and water this year, and we pray thee to be mindful of it. We also recognize that many cities and communities are burning along with our great forests and so forth. And so, Father, bless us, not only this valley and this state, but all of the western part of this country, that they might have the moisture they need to calm the fires and level the dust, Father, and smoke. We need thy divine intervention in these matters, and so we pray for that. Now, Father, we express our gratitude and love to thee and thy Son, and ask for these favors and blessings, and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Turn the time over to our recorder. Appreciate all she does in preparing for these meetings. She does a lot of work to get the packets, agendas, and everything out, so appreciate her efforts there. Yeah.
Justin.
Here.
Kevin.
Here.
Mayor Olson is excused, and Councilmember Kiesel is excused. Grundy.
Here.
And Sam.
Here.
Thank you. Item 4 is approval of previous public meeting minutes from, looks like we have 2 from July 13th and June, and 2 from the July 27th public hearings and regular meetings. Can I go one at a time? Yeah, let's do one at a time.
I put the public hearing was for an ordinance, but I just put ordinance number.
On the 13th one?
Yes, on the agenda.
Which one?
July 13th, 2021 public hearing for the proposed ordinance number, and then I did finish it, but I think that's on the agenda. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And don't get the ordinance number. That's okay, though, as far as the... That's just on tonight's agenda, right?
Right.
So, whichever, do you remember what meeting that was, Jeannie?
Yeah, it's the one for the pay increase for the council, the mayor.
Okay. So...
I'm looking at the ordinance number. I think it's number 5. 2021-05.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes of the public hearing
that was dated July, the 13th July, 2021, 5:45 p.m.
I'll second it.
So I have a motion by Kevin and a second by Sam to approve the public hearing minutes for July 13th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. So moving on to the regular city council minutes now. For same day.
Basically, for all of the budget, it's for the upcoming year.
Looks like we approved all of the budgets.
There's no further discussion on the minutes. I'd entertain a motion.
I was absent from this meeting, so I think.
I can make a motion. I was there. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of the 13th July, 2021, 6:30 p.m. regular city council meeting, as written.
I'll second it.
So a motion by Kevin and second by Sam to approve the July 13th. 2021 regular city council meeting held at 6:30 p.m. as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Public hearing for July 27th now.
Yep.
Make a motion if no one has any questions to approve the minutes from our public hearing held on July 27th, 2021 at 6 p.m. regarding the hearing on the water bonds.
So motion by Bondi and second by Kevin to approve the minutes of the July 27th, 2021 public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. And then the last one is regular meeting for July 27th.
Motion accept city council meeting minutes 27th of July 2021, 6:30 regular meeting.
I'll second that motion.
So a motion has been made by Sam and a second by Ronnie to approve the July 27th, 2021 regular city council meeting minutes held at 6:30 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes, there's no opposed. Motion carries.
Yes, I don't know where you want to slide it in on the agenda, but last time you guys asked to meet the new power employees, So if you want to put it in a public participation, but I don't think it's make them wait until the very end of the...
Yeah, that's what I'm just thinking, because that's the end report. So can you do it in 3 minutes, Shane?
Oh, yeah.
I just need to get 3 minutes. 3 minutes a piece.
Yeah, you can.
I'm okay with putting it in public participation if the council doesn't have any objections.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Thanks to you for that reminder. Item five, approval of adjustments for transaction register dated July 1st to July 1st, 31st, in the amount of $10,814.99. And I would entertain a motion when council feels ready to do so.
I'll make a motion that we approve the transaction register then, dated July 1st, 2021 to July 31st, 2021 for the amount of $10,814.99.
Do I have a second on that? So we have a motion on the table by Robbie and a second by Kevin to approve the transaction register from July 1st to July 31st, 2021 for $10,814.99. Roll call, please, Jean.
All right. Justin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Robbie.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
So item six is approval of claims and requisitions.
A couple of questions on that one. Cole, are we still getting the state batteries?
What's that?
Are we still getting batteries from the state?
Yeah.
There's a couple.
Usually we grab one from Express.
There's a couple on here. That's why I'm just curious.
I may put an emergency if we can't wait till the next week to get them.
The other question I had was on another thing of Roundup they bought. What was it for?
We sprayed all the cracks and everything in the sidewalk coming down Main Street to kill all the weed.
You know, the last one I have was kind of, don't sound nitpicky yet. But, so Arena says it's using a car wash. They're paying for the car wash. What are they washing? There's three or four car washes on there. When the city owns their own pressure washer, it's sold for the whole nine yards. I don't see a reason they couldn't use it.
I'll
It's not being nitpicky. It's all city money. It doesn't cost him nowhere near as much if you go up there.
Is that just on
It's on page 13, sorry.
Just on a visa charge?
Just on a visa charge, yeah.
Two of them?
Three.
Yeah. I don't know if it is here for the police department to just pull in the car wash versus...
They go up to the shop all the time. Yeah, they go up there. Well, I guess they used to. I'm guessing they're still going up there, ain't they, Coulter?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got the... The pressure washer's got the whole wax and the whole nine yards all in it, and with the salt they buy. So I mean, it's usually cleans them pretty good. So.
I will ask on that.
Just curious.
Well, I'll entertain a motion if you're ready.
I'll make a motion that we approve the invoice register dated 7/27/2021 to 8/6/2021 for the amount of $305,748.03.
I'll second it.
So, a motion by Rondi and a second by Sam to approve the invoice register from July 27th to August 6th 2021, in the amount of $305,748.03. Is that right? Roll call, vote, please.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
So this is on here again because it was questioned whether it was okay to do it on our last meeting. One of the citizens questioned whether it was. We've always just done it under claims and requisitions and haven't necessarily stated what it was, but they thought that we needed to do that. So the mayor just wanted to bring it back and have official approval from you all again that it's
okay. So just as a formality, it was for Jim to go to the...
It was Nate.
For Nate to get the mesquite for the training.
So I don't know if we have any further discussion. We already approved it, so I just...
I'll just...
Take a motion.
I'll re-motion it. Approve the travel for Officer Glout to Nevada for training.
I'll second that motion.
So a motion by Sam, second by Rondi to approve out-of-state travel for Officer Taylor to go to Nevada for some training. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed to that motion? Motion carries. Requisitions now. Looks like we have one from the power department.
Did they get a bid on the...
I don't know that they gave it to me to bring to you.
The bid? It was underneath...
Yeah, they got two bids. We can come to it after, but that's, there was two bids for the new air conditioner next door.
Oh, I apologize. I skipped right by that one.
But you can do it after. You've got Shane up here.
Oh, go ahead. Do the AC if it's on.
Go ahead.
You're here. Okay. Annixter got an order... Received an order of some transformers and felt we better jump on it with the upcoming projects that are coming up Skyline and here in town. So we thought we better order some more 15 kVA and 25 kVA both pad mount and pole mount transformers. We do have some in stock, but we want to always keep those just in case.
So we'll just cycle through them and just keep some on hand.
Because they're like 32 weeks out now. So we want to, I need to talk to Colter and see if we can expand our
warehouse.
We're starting, we're going to have to start acquiring more and more stock with the way lead times are getting out there.
Jeez.
So, yeah, it's a little bit concerning.
Yeah.
How far out the lead time is now. Anyway, is there a discussion on this requisition? He's covered it pretty well on why he justified why he needs to do it.
I'm just looking for a requisition number, but.
Requisition number 809-202-11304. I guess these are. Transformers?
Yeah, transformers, pole mount, and pad mount transformers.
And the amount of, and I didn't notice the annexer?
Yeah.
So $21,030.
Second it.
So we have a motion by Kevin and a second by Sam to approve requisition. Right here. Okay, I circled it. Okay, 809-202-11304 for $21,030 for some pole mount and pad mount transformers. Roll call.
Who seconded it?
I did.
Okay, thank you. Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, thanks guys.
Thank you. Shane.
So we'll jump back to the approval of it for the new air conditioner for the city rental.
Okay, the problem, I don't have the bids. They were supposed to give them to me and I forgot.
So we haven't got them yet.
I know that there was one from Martin that was around 5,300, and the one from Stallings was 8,300. They were about 3,000 apart.
The air conditioner is not working in the rental next door, and it's been pretty miserable for them, so we've got to get something figured out, and I apologize that they didn't. The mayor told me to put it on there that Martin was supposed to send the email to Dave. He had put in a bid, but the mayor asked him for a little more description on what he was offering, and he was supposed to give that to Dave, and I had to leave for a little bit, and Dave left, and we didn't.
So what's the pleasure of the council? Do we approve it pending a little bit, or I don't know?
What kind of air conditioner is it that you're putting in?
It's a rooftop, I believe. The one that Martin is offering, I know, can be a heater, but we told him we didn't need the heater. But he said at some point if we did need it, we could use it. And I didn't see the one from Stallings, so I
can't compare.
What that one said. Do you, Walter?
I don't know.
Who's Martin, I guess, is?
Martin Heating and Air, I think, is what it's called. It's in,
they must be new.
They're newer in the air, I believe.
I haven't heard of them yet.
Yeah.
So.
Outfit going.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to come see if I can see the Stallings one in my email.
So I guess my question is when we solicit those bids, do we have description or specs, or what is it that we're?
I wasn't aware of it until I was made aware of it. We went out on it as a service call, and the unit was 42 years old and wasn't worth fixing. That you can get much for it. It just wore out. And so we wrote up a proposal. We gave a description and wrote up a proposal. I think our bid included a curb and the unit that we found that could fit was a heat pump, which would do both air conditioning and heat.
Yeah, so they have a furnace.
They have a furnace, but.
And they said the furnace is working great, so.
Yeah, so.
I'm looking at the Stallings one. It says includes ductwork connections to new unit 220 and 24-volt wiring, new Honeywell T6 Pro thermostat, roof curb support, waterless condensate, trap and piping, startup adjustments, and complete. And then it said there would be a $672 charge for duct cleaning. So that's that one. I don't know if I have the Martin one. I don't think it got forwarded to me.
So anyway, after it was troubleshooting, we prepared an estimate, and then I don't know if the mayor called and got somebody else to look at it or what. But we did do the troubleshooting checks, and I think it's already in the works. So I don't have a problem with it. But I'm not involved in that part of the company.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure that whatever we're doing, we're getting the best value. You know, because a lot of times.
You know, I just feel bad for your renter. It's been almost, 3 weeks, I think? And it's been really hot.
Well, I don't have a problem. If it's needed, it's needed. That's one of the concerns. Sometimes bids aren't always apples to apples. Whether it's this one or others. So I guess it's up to the council if they want to go ahead and move on with the assumption that it's a qualified bid and it's less of a low bid.
I'm kind of the same way. Me personally, I'd like to know what your warranties are, same, or if they got, you know, you want to compare similarities. I mean, on any bid, that goes with any bid, but I don't know the other. Like I said, I don't know. I didn't even know. I've never heard of that company, so I don't know.
Well, they're red. And that comes, you know, generally anybody that's writing a proposal is going to include what they've included in their price. And I think that's happened before. He has to request more information. They submit a price, and then he has to
across the board. So I'm okay with it because I think it's basically...
So I guess where there's some more information that's been requested that hasn't been either received or whatever yet, maybe we ought to, I mean, we, once we get that information and the low bid is valid, I don't think there's a problem with the mayor calling the council and saying these are the bids, are we okay with it? And just tabling this until that happens. I think that's an important practice. I don't think we want to get in the habit of just approving things contingent upon providing the information. And so I think that's within the limits of governance is to do that.
Yeah, I agree, and I think obviously time is
of the essence. So,
but we. I feel like we need to be able to compare the two bids.
And I don't know if he does have it with him being gone. He left on Sunday and he won't be back till Thursday. I don't know if it got emailed to him. I don't know.
Says Doug?
You're talking to Dave?
Well, Dave got back Monday and the mayor left on Sunday. And so their paths didn't cross at all. And so I don't know if it was emailed to the mayor instead of to Dave. I haven't looked at the email since he's been gone, so...
I wonder if we can just contact Doug and see if he can...
I'm sure the Oxman could request that, but
yeah.
It sounds like it's already been done.
If he's already got a bid on it, I'm sure it wouldn't be nothing to...
He's already requested more information.
Right, but we have, I don't know if we've received it.
We have.
So I guess that's my thinking, is even Dave could call the council member to get three of us to say...
To go ahead.
Okay. So that would be my recommendation, so we don't drag it out until the next council meeting. It sounds like it's needed right now, or 2 months ago.
Okay. I'll make sure to pass that on to you.
So.
We need a motion on that?
Yeah, we probably better make a motion on that just so we have a record of what we did. Just basically table.
Well, I'll make a motion that we table this new air conditioner until we have more information from Martin. And then we'll make a decision based on those two comparisons as soon as possible.
Do you have a second to that?
I'll second it.
So, motion on the table by Lonnie and second by Sam to table the approval of a bid for the new air conditioner for the city rental until we get the information requested. And at that time, a decision will be made. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Well, that doesn't need to be a roll call, does it? So item 7 is a discussion action to on possible, let's see, an additional roads to be fixed that was not included in the original proposal. I'm kind of disconnected from that. I'm going to ask Ronnie to enlighten us on what that is.
Sure. So back in July 13th, we approved to have LithTech build 1 mile of roads.
Mm-hmm.
We never made a decision on what those roads would be. We just approved 1 mile. Since then, we got their estimate back on the 1 mile was $187,000. And that is total after deducting the 90 tons of product we have left over from last year. So what I found is, well, we still got some money in our budget.
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well, if we're going to pay this mobilization fee, you know, and they're going to be here in town, we might as well have them do some more work while they're here. And it was, you know, brought to my attention by Mayor Olson that we ought to consider Aspen Village. So I went up in there and drove around, and it's... We can't expect anyone to drive on roads like that or expect them to tolerate something like that. And we've been doing a lot of work up there with the new water system, and we acquired a lot for drainage. So it just makes sense to get that buttoned up before winter. So I had Don from Lift Tech come down. He remeasured Aspen Village. And I had him include 7th East with that, which added another 0.44 miles of roads. And his estimate on that, the estimate he showed me 2 weeks ago was $110,000 for Aspen Village and 7th East. He's revised that estimate here in these copies I've gave you this estimate. So that brings our total for 1 mile, 1.44 miles to $336,680. So that would be for the 1.44 miles would be the 1 mile we approved already in on the 13th of July. And then we're adding Aspen Village and 7th East to this estimate. So the bid came in a little higher than I expected. The cost of oil and fuel is going up. It's trending in the wrong direction, really. So I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that. So I'm thinking, let me back up a little bit. Well, if we just drop 7th East, I think that gives us a little padding so that Kohler has some money left in his budget for streets and roads for the remainder of the financial year to do it, you know, for emergencies. You know, we could have a huge winter and need a lot of salt and plow work. So
that's what we're hoping.
So my proposal is this. The mile we talked about would be from 5th East, or would be 500 East from 7th South, which is the high school road, to 2nd South, which is Power Plant Road. And Kohler and I drove around. It's been a couple months ago, and we both felt like that was a road that gets a lot of traffic from school, and it's now really narrow in spots, and it'd be real nice for the community to have a nice road there for the traffic from the school. And then the other half, so that'd be a half a mile. The other half of the mile, the mayor felt like, well, maybe we need to do something on the other side of town to be fair. And so I proposed 500 South from State Street to 400 West. Because from 400 West to 500 West is good road. That 200 feet, that block is good road. I don't think we need to pulverize it and redo it. So we'll save a tenth of a mile there also. And then Aspen Village. So I guess what I'm proposing is that we make a motion to approve with Tech to go ahead with their soil samples and start the process of construction on 500 East. The address is mentioned.
Did you say 7 South to 200 South?
Right, so it's five blocks there. Power Plant Road to the high school road.
Okay. And State to 400 West.
Yeah. And I try to look at roads that, when we were driving around looking at roads, we tried to think of the ones that get heavy traffic, in this instance, particularly from the school, and ones that are in the most need of repair. We take those two factors into account and then make our decision based on that. And the mayor felt like we need to do something for the other side of town, so that's where.
That road gets a lot of school traffic, too.
It does. Fifth South goes straight up to the elementary school, right by the crossing, crossing guard there. So
does that Aspen Village, does that include every street in that?
The entire subdivision.
There's something we didn't do any work on. Very, very little. I think there's that one street in the middle that didn't get any water main installed, but it's still not in good shape.
No, that includes every road up there in Aspen Village.
You didn't add into this on that half a block up there for 5th North, right?
5th North.
No, I tipped that.
So has that been included in this?
No, so the chip seal will be done by a separate company.
Right, separate company, but that's just an added cost.
So what we're losing from this estimate is we're losing 700 east, and I think he's already subtracted 4th West to 5th West from it, so.
So 700 east was just one block, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it goes there to Kingdom Hall, and it just don't make sense to me. That road don't get a lot of traffic. If we need to prioritize, that's the bottom of the list. If we need to take something off the...
So is 5th, I'm trying to picture 5th east, is that the one that's east of the elementary?
Yeah, one block east of the elementary.
Okay. And then where that, from 7th to 6th is really
a mess.
Narrow. The school took a lot of that.
Yeah. When they put in their riprap ditch there. And the remainder of that road, there's been a lot of construction on that road. It's just tore it up.
So I'm hoping, I mean, obviously we're going to make that the full 24 foot width and move it, shift it to the east.
Right, because trying to put in fill in that riprap.
It won't, your road won't be able to be very straight doing that, but.
The.
Because on the north, because on the very further north, when you get.
Won't line up with the next road. Is it better to do a whole intersection shift or line it up and then hang?
I mean, it's got to be a shift on that east side of the elementary, but it might just make a weird jog. Because the further north you get, the homes come further west. And so it'd be hard to shift it that way.
However that fits, I guess, I'll just figure that out in the field to make it work. There's a lot of room on the east side between the property line and the edge of the road.
As far as right away.
Tell you hit about 3rd. Because there's one home on that corner on 3rd and 5th. It's, the house is actually on, right on that property line for they didn't have a 30-foot setback like they should have.
But the roads going north after you get to 6th South are pretty well full width now, aren't they? Close to 24.
Yeah, I don't know if they are right now.
I'll bet they're close.
They might.
6th South or 6th East?
Well, 6th South going north on...
Oh, okay.
They're probably 20. I bet they're only about 20-foot roads.
So maybe we got...
But I think you can adjust it enough it would work.
For those, and then that last street will probably have to be just
kind of
an offset intersection.
Where the school is there. We need to make a decision on what roads we want to do so that he can get the people from the lab up here to get their soil sampling underway so that we can start the process. And get it done this year. He did mention that they was doing some roads up by Strawberry Reservoir about 8,000 feet in elevation towards the end of October. So it's not, we have a little breathing room if we want to talk about what roads we want to do, but that's the ones that I propose we do. And if we feel like that's a little tight, then maybe we can drop 5th South from it.
The only thing I don't have any issues with which road you do, in my opinion. My biggest thing is make sure that we're continually chipping what is existing needs chipped too. Because I don't know did you guys ever get into that yet? Which ones are due for chip seals? Because the roads that we've dumped millions of dollars into, we don't want to go down the drain either.
Right.
I mean, that's I hate to say it, but that's kind of what's happened over the years. Why our roads are in such shape now is, they had really good roads and then they just quit maintaining them.
So we've done a pretty good job of making,
trying to keep them up,
everything that was new.
And so,
but I think with that iWorks program, you can filter out and see what roads have been done, chip sealed,
right,
beyond 5 years, and maybe look at those next year.
Yeah, like I say, I'm not trying to dictate that.
Well, we need
to keep in mind that
be smart about it. If we have them in here chip sealing this new LithTech road,
it might be worth looking at.
We might as well have chips, do routine maintenance on the ones that are.
Because chip those are significantly cheaper versus replacing them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. And you don't want water start getting in there and breaking them up.
And even the roads that we've done that are just chip seal on road base, you know, to go in and chip those, it's a few thousand dollars to chip a block. And even if those roads fail, you've only got a few thousand dollars invested in those. If you had to go in and redo them, or asphalt, it's a whole different story. So
yeah, and this lift tech product, it's a great product. We did Fourth East with it last year, and we haven't seen any deterioration on Fourth East or out at the industrial park and airport, but it's third of the cost of traditional asphalt. And we are planning on installing a new irrigation system, so we don't want to go and put in these super nice expensive asphalt roads and then have to dig crossings. You know, we need to do something with our roads now, but in the future we could be digging into them. So,
but even then, if this works out, it makes sense to continue to use that.
And I absolutely agree. Why wouldn't you use something that's a third of the cost? We get way more bang for our buck.
Yeah. I mean, they don't ride it smooth, but in a 25-mile-an-hour road, maybe you don't need that.
Yeah, you might not be skateboarding down it, but you're going to have good traction on ice.
Better than a pothole.
Yeah, maybe some of the roads like Madrid's lot, like, say, North, maybe it makes sense to do HMA on that one, because that's main road.
Mm-hmm. Bigger collector road.
I don't know.
If we feel like that's estimate's a little too high, then we can, and we need to do some maintenance on chip seal. Maybe we can drop Fifth South and just do Aspen Village from Fifth East.
I'm okay with, like I said, I'm okay with you doing those roads. I would just, maybe just as a double check, just make sure where you're at on the other chip seals and see if maybe.
Why don't I look at that? One of these days we need to hand that off, but why don't I look at that and just get a feel for which ones are due, and how, if there's some that are, you know, going on 7-8 years, we might need to look at that. But if it's just the fifth or sixth year, we're probably going to be
okay until next year.
So
I just don't want to get in the bad pattern of having the ones that are, you know.
That's the challenge. It is reconstruction and then maintaining what you've got, and it just, it's a hard balance.
Yeah, it is.
With limited funds.
And so we're not borrowing money to do this. You know, this is what we have in our budget this year for roads. So my proposal would be, if you feel like we can still get our chip sealing done, that we go ahead with Fifth South down to Fourth West, Fifth East, and Aspen Village. And
well, and I guess
drop 7th East from this figure.
We discussed all the roads we're going to do. So what we're talking about doing is dropping 7th East.
Right. So, and then, yeah.
But this number here includes 7th East, right?
It does. Right. So we're going to save some money by dropping 7th East. It'll lower that number.
To give us a little bit of breathing room on our budget.
If we need to do some chip sealing.
But my thinking is, if by the time we get this done, chip seal season is going to be close to ending. If we have some roads identified in the spring and we can get somebody on board to chip seal early next year, you're only going to be a few months. So, you know, your roads are probably going to be okay till then.
Yeah, till June, basically.
Unless there's some roads that are obvious that need to be sealed up. But as far as I would say, let's go ahead with the plan and then identify some streets for early spring when we can, and when the temperatures and contractors are available to chip seal what we need to with the next year's BNC road funds. I don't want to dictate, I'm just throwing that.
No, I think that's a good plan.
Ron, did you look out to the industrial park, the crack ceiling that needs to be done?
On the new Lit Tech Road, or
no.
Just out the industrial park itself. Yeah.
There's some pretty big cracks.
Okay.
That's a good point.
And I have drove through there, but
that's probably the worst in town for crack seal right now. There are a few. I know some third or fourth north goes down to State Center. That road has got some cracking, but it's pretty few and far between. But out at the industrial park,
we're going to get quarter inch, half inch track, you know, but
yeah. So how, that's probably something we want to do before winter, so that that ice and water don't get in there and start busting it up.
We'll take a look at that. Maybe that takes precedent over one of these other roads. But I've already been bragging to my neighbors that our roads can get
and I had no idea you lived on that road. Yeah. Which 60 East is a new road, so I just, and we know we get a lot of traffic on Fifth South.
It's fishy because Justin lives on that road, and Robert Marks, who's running for council, lives on that road, and Tim Simons, who's running for mayor.
Yeah, I don't know where these people are.
Well, fishy.
Well, you look at all the roads that have been done, Lisa, who lives on those roads.
I know, 500 West, but I fought. I didn't want that one.
Well, they did whack a little bit down.
There's a lot of traffic to remember, right?
I knew it was too good to be true that my road was going to get that.
Well, I don't know, you know, maybe by dropping 700 East, it would bring this figure down to around 300,000. That would still give us, I don't know how much it'll cost to...
Yeah, I don't. Do whatever you need to do.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm good with whatever.
Let's approve the budget. And then if we don't have the money, then you just leave something on hold.
And then in the meanwhile, maybe get some quotes that you guys can work on. Call Eccles or one of those. I think last time we used M&M paving to do the crack. We started with Eccles and then they...
I think Peckham do them too.
Maybe Peckham does it.
And I think Eccles did art. I have double chip seal on the last year on this lift tech product.
What about crack seal though?
Oh, crack seal. Yeah.
I know Peckham gave us a pretty good deal up there on some of the stuff they did for us before. So
maybe call around and, or, unless you want to... It's kind of hard to put a solicitation out because you don't know.
No, I'm not saying pick one person, but yeah. You know, it would be worth calling a few people.
Yeah, but it's like what I'm saying is it's hard to put a proposal out because you don't really know what you need. And it's easier to have somebody come and look at it and give you a quote.
Well, okay, I guess, do we want to just approve, I guess, your amount then? Is that what you're, I guess, looking for? And then the roads that you've got picked?
That's what I would recommend, with some discretion to make some adjustments if needed. It's in the budget. I don't know if it needs to be everything.
We have the original proposal, and this is additional roads, but we're not putting any additional roads in. We're not adding any roads, right? I'm looking at the agenda.
The only road we'd be adding is tonight would be Aspen Village.
I thought we approved that last time.
Aspen Village was in the original.
Yeah, I thought we did that last meeting.
Well, it was the original mile wasn't, and then right. We had some discussion, and then you decided to do Aspen Village, so that's the addition to Aspen Village. So.
But I thought we approved that last meeting.
Yeah, we did, and that's why I'm wondering why it's even back on there. It looks like he wanted any possible action on additional roads to what we'd already approved. I don't think that we've got the budget to approve any additional.
No,
so I just leave it like it is with the existing budget. Just say no, there was no additional roads. That has already been hashed out.
Did we approve that last meeting?
Yeah, it all got approved last meeting for everything as it was.
With the everything seven, that we
yeah,
talked
with
about.
The Fifth South and the Seventh East and
but
the
whole night. If you have constraints because of the budget, you just have to make adjustments. We can approve it how it is.
You can adjust it however you can adjust it.
So we'll make a motion to approve
the existing roads.
The way it was presented last
council.
Council, yes.
Because then if you need to take some thought to adjust for budget or whatever, I don't think it would need to be. I think you should be fine.
And the roads we mentioned was 5th East, 5th South,
uh-huh.
Aspen Village.
And that's 7th.
Last
meeting.
Okay, so. It was all, I know that was all approved last week, or 2 weeks ago.
187,000. Aspen Village, 5th East, and 7th East. That was last 2 weeks.
No 5th South on there.
And then they talked about adding 5th South, so 5th South was the additional road, and you guys tabled it until this came out.
Yeah.
Everything else was discussed, 5th South was added. In that meeting and you tabled it for this meeting.
Okay.
Because that was when you piped up and said, hey, that's cool.
Okay, I do remember.
Like I said, I knew it was too good to be true.
So Fish South was the...
Is that the addition, I guess?
That was excluded, I guess.
So we, yeah, tabled it.
Like where Rondi reported in the last meeting, that's where that discussion is, that it was $187,000, which plus the way that adding the roads.
But this is...
But we had additional funds, from what I understand, kind of, that was up, put it up to $300,000, so...
I thought our overall budget was $350,000.
Our overall budget for roads this year is $350,000.
See, we're still under budget, so...
So the mile we approved came to $187,000, and so we proposed adding $500,000.
So what, the .44, basically?
Yeah.
So we'll go bump it up to .44.
So if I'm thinking right, we can approve the way it was presented.
Alright.
And still be within the three, budget of $300,000 and some.
Yeah, just, so we just need to approve a new budget of $336,680.
For...
The new proposed roads.
Roadwork. Okay.
With the additional Fish South.
Alright, so I guess I'm gonna make a motion and take a vote on it.
So is this $336,680 include Fish South?
Yes.
So that could include Fish South?
Includes Fish South.
Seventh, all that, right?
And Seventh East.
So if we wanted to cut Seventh out?
$336,680.
Okay.
And then they can...
But I think what Rondi's saying, is that the total budget then? Or is that make some for...
That's the estimate.
That's the estimate for Fifth East, Fifth South, Seventh East, and Aspen Village.
And we can adjust that if we need to.
We had $350,000 for that purpose.
Yes.
For the purpose of...
But for fear of not leaving enough padding in our road budget, I'm proposing or that we drop Seventh East, so we, maybe we can do some of this crack sealing and...
Well, I'd just say let's leave it at $336,680 like you've got it, because it may even cost less.
Yeah.
Because you may come the other way too.
You can drop a road if you need to.
Yeah, I mean, if we need to, just drop a road.
If you need to drop a road, you can.
So, but it, and it may even come in less too, so...
Yeah, because it says in this email, $350,000 in our budget.
Yeah, so...
So I'll entertain a motion to that, whatever that is.
I think we kind of got one already.
Okay.
Like, and then just to the end, Ken, you said to the three...
$336,680.
$336,680. In addition to the motion.
You made a motion?
No, Rondi made the motion.
I can officially make the motion that, if I haven't already, that we approve this estimate from Lift Tech in the amount of $336,680, which will be new road construction on 500 East, 500 South, Aspen Village, and 700 East.
Fish South?
He said that.
Did he?
Okay.
I'll second.
So we have a motion on the table by Rondi, a second by Kevin, to approve the Lift Tech proposal or bid, I guess it's a bid?
An estimate bid, yeah.
In the amount of $336,680 to do the roads as noted. Let's do a roll call vote on this one.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Motion carries. Sorry about that.
That's gonna be a lot of new roads. And that's exciting.
Well, it's good to have some progress, even if it's chunks at a time.
Right, and that's why we can afford to not borrow money, and we also have in mind this new irrigation system, so...
Okay, so item eight is public participation. Did anybody sign up?
I forgot to do the...
Two power guys did.
Is there anybody here that signed up?
The two...
Yeah, Shane did.
Anyone else that signed up to come before the council?
Let Shane go first.
Shane, come on up.
Put the two new guys in the hot seat.
Bring your sidekicks with you.
Okay, we, as you know, we hired a couple new guys. This is Branson Bagley and Kate Crouch. So I'd just like to introduce them to our council and to the citizens. They've been here, you guys are on their third week right now, right? So it's been nice that they actually been able to just jump in, because they're CDL certified, they're certified to climb, they're certified to CPR and all that. So they've both been to some kind of schooling, line schooling. So you know they want to be linemen, and so it's good to have them aboard.
So I have one question before we say anything. Are belt buckles a requirement to work for the county?
Yes, they are.
Giant belt buckles?
It's also great.
That's the pre-qualifier. I think this guy real left wins.
Well, you can't have nothing above the waist, so you got to head the waist.
Well, we welcome you aboard, and you're becoming part of a great organization, a department that's well ran, and all I can say is learn what you can, because Shane's a wealth of knowledge. So he'll train you upright. So welcome.
Yeah.
Are you still looking for housing?
Yes, they are.
If anyone knows, then you can be looking for housing.
Yeah, it's been.
That's a whole nother, that's worse than the road mess.
Do you have families?
Yeah.
So introduce you, okay. So introduce yourself.
I'm Brad Riley from Wayne County.
Okay. And you have a family?
No.
Okay. So you just need a studio apartment, right?
Yeah, it's whatever. I'm in the trailer up at the power plant park right now.
Okay.
I'm Kay Crouch. I just have a wife and a kid, so.
So where are you originally from?
Right outside of Preston, Idaho.
So is it your mother and Payson?
My grandparents.
Grandparents, yeah. Yes.
Okay. I don't know why Crouch is okay.
Yeah. No way? Down in?
Yeah, so that's my dad's uncle.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I keep forgetting this is the second generation. These are grandparents.
They come out fast.
Yeah. So you know what? Brandon Stevenson from Wayne County. Anybody? I think he's actually from Lawler, Big Miller, one of those. What town are you from?
Teasdale.
Yeah.
Who's his name?
Brandon Stevenson. I think he's from Lawler, Big Miller.
I heard of him. I haven't seen him.
Yeah. I just know him from work. So. That's the only person I know from there.
Yeah.
So I had to highlight it.
Yeah.
Well, you're both from small towns, so you're not wrong. Good here.
Yeah, this is a big city compared to
Yeah.
He's one of the skyscrapers. All
right, are you going to be leaving after this introduction? Did I hear you was going to be leaving after this introduction?
Probably the two of
these two guys.
Oh, okay.
And then Shane will stick around.
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Well, did they sign a 10-year contract?
I'm working on it. You know, if we put them through schooling, there's going to be something, yeah. So we're going to see what happens. So we're going to give them a 6-month probation period, and then working with Dave and with Jeannie and those guys, we'll see what we can do to, you know, if we're going to put them through schooling, I think we're going to have to do something. Because that's where we kind of...
Yeah, you got that investment.
Yeah, you got that investment. And
get that return somehow.
I follow the public works. I'm Howard. We're looking to see if we can't come up with some sort of contract of staying a certain amount of time after we help pay for schooling.
I think you have to serve like... I think you have to serve like 5 years on the fire department too, right?
That's what I heard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta go do it in the fire department. I retired out of the fire department.
Well, multitask. You gotta multitask.
Be careful with that belt buckles.
Looks like you got some good help.
That's why. Any other belly yet on that?
No.
Well, that's why they wear their shirt under it.
No, but you just don't try. Well, I'm trying to get one.
I know. You don't need all of us.
Well, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Welcome. Let's see. Anybody else? Sign us up for.
I don't need you. I'm up here. Just for all your
information. I know he was going through that project before about the air conditioner and stuff, but just for your information, when you expend public funds, I know you tabled the item, wanted to table it, when you expend public funds, it has to be on the agenda. So I know Justin suggested calling, but that's, when you expend public funds, you just can't call three people and have them say that's okay. It has to be an agenda item, and then it has to be approved by the full council. That's just, that's in the state code.
Okay.
That's a state code item.
That's why it's on the agenda, isn't it?
Huh?
That's why it's on the agenda, right?
Well, it was on the agenda, but you voted to table that item. So you'll have to come back at the next agenda to expend the funds, because that's just a requirement that the state had, you know, well, it's in the state code. When you expend public money, it has to be an agenda item and to expend it.
Okay.
I mean, I understand that they're in a
well, yeah, I think in some emergency situations though, Dan, there are some exceptions to things like that. If somebody is in a situation, I don't know the code maybe as well as you do, but I know the bids and stuff like that. If there's an emergency situation, you know, sometimes in some instances you're not even required to get bids if it's considered.
Well, that's probably true, but just a little information.
Yeah.
It was in the state, but when you expend the public funds.
Right.
I mean, and there's, like you say, there might be exceptions to that policy, but I know we're coming to the end of the season anyway. And other than that, that's the only thing that I can just... Just some information that I had.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Let's see. Discussion action. Is everybody else that wants to come to the council?
Do we have anybody online?
No, there's nothing else.
All right, Keith Triano, forget about that too. I guess nobody's online much.
Fire department, Sam, you got
Not just, we've been staying busy today. It's gone off a whole bunch today.
Three out of four trucks today.
Yeah, so
it's... Jeez, this hot winds.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The state did, not luckily our county, but they did some other counties. It's interesting, Carbon County just got a new fire because they raised fire restrictions to stage one now over in them areas. But I don't know if that was a cause of it. I mean, I think they're jumping the gun. I'd be a little nervous doing that, and I hope they don't do that here personally, but.
Is that because they have some of the hunts come up and stuff?
I don't really know why. According to their letter they sent out, it's because of the moisture, but. I can't see that it's...
I've had some rain, but it's still going to be pretty dry.
You've got...
There's water on top, but it doesn't fall, yeah.
But we're still in the, we're still in the start of August, so...
They benefited more from the...
And they may have over there, but they've got, I know I just seen today, they had a 20-acre start over there in Carbon County, so... It was one of the ones they released it to, but... And we're still staying busy and getting everything done, so... I was not like, I ain't got a whole lot today, so...
Thanks. Public Works, Colton.
We don't have a lot still going on. First, ramping up the soccer season. We're going to step in Tim today to get the goals out and the nets put up on the soccer field. Irrigation's still holding good. Culinary water's still holding good. We did start the treatment plant, the pilot plant. So yeah. West Tech's been here. We got that run last Thursday. Both been running so far. Everything's looking really well there. We had a pre-construction meeting on the well this morning. About 10 days before they start drilling the pilot well. So that's exciting news also.
Yeah, let's cross our fingers.
Hit a gusher.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to. Some miracle or Keith and well that just comes out right there. It'd be great.
We mine into gushers all the time. I know they're there, so.
A lot going on still, but.
So you say they are setting up? What did you say?
So mobilizing in 10 days.
Yeah, they should be drilling in 10 days.
So they're processing mobilizing right now. They're setting up.
Yep. I met with him this morning.
the high plane drilling.
Marcus, is that who was here?
Yeah, Marcus Franson. So we're going to look in, want to look at the site, try to make sure we're going to block that pilot plant in, try to get it out while they're drilling the test well. So
it's really a pretty easy site, just pull right off the main road.
Oh, it's great, you know, this would be great. So
not a lot of complicated, I guess the drilling's a complicated part.
Yeah, just hopefully it's productive.
Yep.
What we got going right now.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. Calder.
Power department.
Yeah, I do have a few things. So we've been busy just like everybody else, but I don't know if you guys noticed the big old eight structure down at the substation's completely gone. Got rid of all those old those PTs and all the VTs and all that. And so that was good to get that old Rocky Mountain Power stuff out of there.
I noticed that looked cleaned up.
Yeah, it's looking real nice. And so we're going to get going on that. We got a few projects we're wrapping up, and then we're going to start putting the new steel structure up for the new transformer that we set down there. So we got that going on. And then also I wanted to bring up, I'm glad we didn't jump the gun on this, Jeannie.
I'm glad too.
On this carbon-free power project. Just to kind of give you guys a heads up, we're still proceeding. We're still there. It's just a slow process dealing with the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Committee, along with Fluor, NuScale, and just trying to get this new first-of-a-kind technology out there. And so, but there is a lot of interest, a lot of people coming on board in UEMS because they're seeing coal power plants are going away. Wind is nice to have, but it's not
dependable.
Yeah, it's not dependable, and you just can't. And solar is nice to have, but it's not there 24/7. So you want something just like those coal power plants that can be a base load that can run constantly. And with this NuScale, you'll be able to adjust to the rates, to the what we call the duck curve when the solar comes on and all that. So we'll be able to work along to move this nuclear plant up and down as solar comes onto the system. We can shut it down a little bit. Solar drops off fast. That's the problem we're running into, is as soon as solar drops off, you got to hurry and ramp up everything. And those coal power plants just can't do that. But with the nuclear plant, you can. So what we're looking at, I was looking at with the capital facilities plan that we just did, and with the impact fees and everything that we just went through, we're looking at our prescription right now for the carbon-free power project, which is going to be coming on in 2029. We're looking at, we're seeing some substantial growth. Just this last year alone, we've seen a 14.5% in growth. And then throughout clear up to 2025, where they kind of predicted us at around a 5 to 9% growth. And so that's what we're kind of looking at. And then our peak is we're peaking at around 5.2 right now, and this is without the hydros. This is worst case scenario without the hydros. So with the hydros, it's going to help us out. They're like a quarter of our load. So when they're running, it's nice to have. But by 2025, we're looking at probably being up around 7 meg. And so that's a 2 meg jump in a 5-year span. Mm. So with that, we only put 1.8. We do have the steel solar. I don't know if you guys remember the steel solar project that's coming on that we did participate in. It's going to be coming on here, I think, in October, online. And so that's going to help us out some. But I'm working with Kelton right now and with a few other cities, and we're looking at maybe bumping that up from 1.8 to at least 2.1 meg or higher. We're just kind of, I right now I'm just trying to run through all the scenarios trying to predict what, you know, what's going to be happening. And it's kind of nice to have some veterans there in UAMPS to kind of help us along. And so I will let you know as soon as we, what we kind of come up with. Kellen did send me a spreadsheet today. I can email it to you guys if you could, guys like. We can kind of play around with, you know, growth and what our cost is going to be for the plant. And as you know, with this nuclear power plant, they did receive the grant from the DOE. One of the biggest nuclear grant deals in history. And so with this first of a kind, because they can see the potential in it. So I think we're sitting pretty good for the time being. But when 2029 comes around, I think we need to do some. And as you know, you look at the water situation this year, they're kind of cutting us back on the production down at Lake Powell. Because of, you know, just everything's so, it's just been ugly. And so, but our hydros are running good. We got three out of the four running. Obviously not right now, because we got some leaks in the pipe. But Paul's been great to work with, and so as soon as we get those fixed, then we can get those up and going again. And that's going to help us out. That helps out tremendously, those hydros. So, and then in the future, I'm also looking into maybe put another hydro out there where the other ponds could be up there by Palmer's, coming off that pond. Because that would be nice. That's an ideal location out there to have some production coming back on the line, because right now we don't have any. We got a lot of solar coming in from Freedom Ranch and on our hydro line and all that, but there's just not production coming in onto the system on the south end of town. So
that pond, is that part of the irrigation project?
Yeah, yes. That'd be the new Twin Creek pond.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that's where it was going.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to be putting that pond up there, and they're going to be at the same elevation, so they can sit here and go like this. Balance out between one another.
So, the systems. I don't want to get into the weeds here, but does that mean that the systems will be interconnected?
Yes.
Correct.
So it would be like Mount Pleasant irrigation.
Yes.
Instead of Twin Creek and Pleasant Creek.
I mean, we have some a lot of work to do to make that. So we can make that happen, but...
You're going to have to... Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a... Maybe not. I think there'll be a little bit of a uprising from some of the...
No, there is. Down here, you're going to run into that. You know, those guys pay for a lot of their system over there. So, yeah, we're going to run into...
But there's got to be some benefits from it, too.
Yeah, I think we can work something out to, you know, where we can... where everybody comes out, you know, looking pretty good. So,
yeah.
But that's where we're sitting in UAMPS right now. Next week, we're headed out to Lake Tahoe. The mayor and I to speak at a conference out there, and for their annual member conference, and which is going to be real good. And it's always good to represent Mount Pleasant City, and so I thank you guys for that. So. That's all I have, unless you guys have any questions. So I'll just keep you posted on this if we're going to bump our allocations up a little bit. I think what we'll do also on this, just to kind of FYI, is we can also do, when we amend the BPF agreement, we can also put, we shall not exceed this certain amount of money on this project.
Mm.
And so we can put that in there if we wanted to. And so, which on the 2019 resolution, they didn't have that included in there. They just had the KW. But we can actually put a money amount to this and say if they go over this, then, you know, it's not good. Because right now it's looking like we pay around $55 per megawatt hour right now. And this is looking at anywhere from 55 to 58. And so if it does go over 58, you know, we might look at some.
Well, and that grant should help.
Yes.
Control that a little bit.
That grant should help control it, and plus other entities coming in is going to bring that cost down. So the more we can get involved in the in this project, and you know, it's going to really help us out.
Yeah. So do you think that there's any will by the DOE to even participate more?
They are. They're looking into that right now, and so hopefully we can get some more information on that from this next week. So yeah, Department of Energy really want to see this happen. They really want to, because they can see this not only helping, you know, all of us here in this west, in the west, but also like if you take these across seas to like you know, Africa or somewhere where they can just plot these, you know, these in there for these people out there. So
I guess the way construction is right now, costs and everything, you know, some maybe anticipate some overages, and hopefully the DOE, if he is aware of that, maybe they can step up and offset those costs.
Yeah,
if it comes to that.
And the nice thing about this project also, this is one of the very first projects that, not the very first, but there's been a few projects, but you got both sides, you know, they're rooting for this to happen. Democrats, Republicans, yeah. They're coming together, and they don't want to see something like this happen, because they know that, you know, what else is there out there? What, you know, so if you're getting rid of the coal, and as soon as the coal's gone, they're going to start hitting the gas, and so, you know, nuclear is clean. I mean, obviously you got waste, but the waste isn't going to be, it's going to be very minute. And then who's to say in the future they might be able to reuse, you know, the nuclear cores. So, and that's what kind of the technology they're working with right now. So, I think it's going to happen. It's coming. The way the industry's going, it's just getting unbelievable technology-wise and stuff. So thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shane.
Shane, I had a question for you. We put some coolers out of Contoy, threw them on.
Yes, I think you're.
I don't know. We didn't put the electrical part out of it until we talked to you. Is there any chance that the electricians out there could do some, or at least help with that?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, we can help you out with that.
If you wanted to get with me just any time, but that we're going to want to get them hooked up as soon as they get here. So we'd like to have the wiring pulled to that.
Okay.
I can show you what we need, and if it's something that you guys could do, it would save some money.
Yeah, we could do that. We work with Jack all the time out there on a bunch of stuff.
I knew so. You did, and I thought so. I mean, it's just, it's got to come from the breaker box, and they'll just run it in that MC cable. It's got the flexible conduit.
You know what size of wire, you know what kind of amperage you're getting?
Yeah, I do. I've got the specs down there.
All right.
The shelf. I don't know right here. But it'll fit. I talked to Central Electric, and they said that, yeah, they have MC cable that size. Yeah. So.
All right. When's a good time?
When you well, I would like to be, I'd like to get it in the works, because he's got an event there at the end of August that he would like these things running. And I'm just hoping that they're supposed to be here. Supposed to be here in a week, which puts us about a week ahead of the event that they've got out there. So,
yeah. All right. If you want, next time you're down the Contoy, just give me a call. And I'll make sure either one of one of us is going to be around. We can
run Cameron could
get
up down that
yeah. Day. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
So moving on to council reports, maybe we can start down there with the end of sand tonight.
I don't have a whole lot. We was talking about the search stuff last time about the money. The lady that's been running it for the city had actually, there's a guy down in Richfield that has, I guess they had a big storage area that had a bunch of this stuff in it. they were talking about selling it to the city, but she talked them into, she went down, cleaned it and organized it all, and they give us everything we needed for all those people. So hats off to her to take that initiative, and she went down and was able to get everything.
So who went down?
Her name's Kalane Mendocino, and she's the one that's kind of, she's the one that's kind of been heading up everything, yeah. And there's only, so out of the 35 people that are doing the CERT class, there's only about 7 of them that are from Spring City. The rest are from Mount Pleasant. So.
How many did you say you're doing it?
35. So it's pretty good to have that many people volunteering, so. So we're looking at doing a mock disaster like the 25th of September when the class is over, so. Get them all signed off on it, but I thought it was pretty cool for her to go down and take that and save the city quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
Who opened and closed farm last night?
That I don't know.
Okay.
For sure.
Both married though, and I forgot.
Oh, okay. Because we talked about that. We got that all squared around, right? She's still okay.
They said she's fine doing it. She lives next door. She has no problem.
And I think I give.
She doesn't need a reminder.
I thought I gave her Mary Lou's number. I'll double check, but I think I sent Mary Lou's number after I talked to you that she was okay with it.
Okay.
So.
If not, you can give her both my cell and
okay.
Mary Lou's.
Okay. I'll do that and send them both in. I'll just double check, but I'm not sure on that who did that.
Okay.
I know Elias, I think she said a couple times there's a lot of men in.
I'm sure he has. So. I worry that they're going to be stuck out there and nobody's going to be here to let them in.
And she has my number. She can call me anytime, so. She hasn't had any issues that I know of, so.
Perfect.
But other than that, I think she's done a great job doing it and heading it up, so. So.
She in St. Mendocino, she's in Mount Pleasant?
She lives in between here and Fairfield.
Yeah, I don't know that she's in Mount Pleasant City, but she's in the area here, right? I don't.
Yeah, she's
really
close.
Yeah.
There's Mendocino's, I think, in
I'm trying.
She told me that she lives close enough that her address is Mount Pleasant, but it's actually
Kent. Yeah, and that's what I think she told me too. So I don't. Other than that, I don't really know exactly where at. But I know she's close to Mount Pleasant.
Maybe she's up that way.
Possibly.
Yeah, so, but she's done a great job
setting
it. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway.
Anything new on the fire truck that he was looking at?
So I've got the specs out, I'll just submit it out, and we'll probably end up just going with the bid of the original truck that'll fit in the station, just because I really don't think the $60,000 is going to be able to do anything for us. But we did meet with, last Friday, we did meet with the Ambulance Association, is looking at maybe wanting us to build up there with them where they're at and make it all one big public safety facility.
That would be ideal.
And I agree.
I suggest that would be.
And so we're working out some issues. The only thing that, like I brought to them there, was the issue of, city don't own the property. So if we put our building on there, then we run into those kind of hiccups. But I think we can work around that stuff. So,
well, the Ambulance Association owns it. Don't
they all know that now, yeah. So
they want to include the fire department in there. And
yeah, so.
It's going to. I'm sure we'd be a contributing factor to the cost of the building.
Yeah, so I think there's benefit there. So I think we could work stuff out that, like I said, we talked about it and we're working on, I know the mayor had emailed the new Zach for Six County, looking to doing some grants for maybe the station grant, because they've got some grants out there, federal funding for that. So that may be something we can push through and have them help write the grant towards. I know you get better odds of that when you get more entities involved. And
yeah, it's kind of a regionalized thing.
It would be, well, it'd be the first in the county that would be that way, because even Manti and Ephraim own their own ambulances, but they're not tied in with the fire. So this would be our first one in the county that would be the first official that way. And they even talked about adding the police up there, even maybe in. So just making it one centralized location.
Yeah.
So, I like it. I mean, I think it's a great idea.
Good plan. How so, it works out, I think it would be great.
Yeah, so that's
those hurdles of different ownership and things like
that. Yeah, and so those are things that we can kind of tackle along the way.
But they just own it, and then we have to lease it or something for minimal amount.
Yeah, and that may be something in lines of, kind of the same property setup of some kind of an infinity lease or whatever, but so.
Yeah.
Like I said, those are different things we work out down the road, for sure. So.
We talked to them, the ambulance association, it's been probably 3 or 4 years ago, and they were getting ready to pull the trigger on that, and it kind of just died. We put together a concept plan and had the cost estimate and everything else for them, and it just, I'm not sure why it never went anywhere, but maybe it's fortuitous that it didn't now because of this, these discussions that you're having.
Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, I think it's a, like I said, I think it's a great step in the right direction to make something, you know, out of everything there, that'd be a good location.
There's plenty of room there.
Yeah. So.
So.
That's all I got.
I just want to compliment Public Works. I've noticed, driving around looking at these road projects, there's, I don't know if I've ever seen so many potholes patched as I have this year. And it's great, because winter's coming and these souls, you know, won't be swallowing cars. But I've noticed there's done a really good job patching. I'm really excited to see these new roads get finished before winter, so. We're making progress with roads, it's exciting.
Are you still in the patching process?
Yeah, we're getting to the west part of town now. So, probably got about, yeah.
I haven't seen any huge doozies that could.
No, that.
So the whole side.
Besides that stuff we're using, it stays good. I mean, it's, if you put it in right, it stays good. So.
Yeah, it's been nice to drive on. But that's all I have, Justin.
I think I'm good.
You think you're talked out?
Yeah, I think I'm talked out. I haven't said much, but I haven't got anything new to report. I did like they did visit the park. The lady did visit the park and had some good ideas. And she did sound like the grant was almost a given, didn't she?
Yeah.
So I think we can look forward to some. Maybe you was going to report that.
No, still I'm glad you did. So I'm glad you did.
That was a neat experience for me because she told us what they could fund and what they couldn't fund. She had actually even had some good suggestions for the rodeo grounds.
Yeah.
She said rodeos are going away.
Yeah.
But we got a solution to that. So they can make our park nicer, and I like this railroad concept that was presented to the council probably 4 years ago, and it just seemed like a good fit for the depot, and we took a lot of heat for it. Well, there was pros and cons. There was, like everything, there was two sides to it, but it sounded like a good thing to the city council. I'm breathing a sigh of relief that they got it cleaned up and functioning.
Yeah.
They don't get things done as fast as they say they will, but if it could be up and going in a year, I would be happy.
Well, it's only one, so.
But anyway.
Hopefully that's not it.
I'm glad that we're making progress on the park is the point that I make, because once the railroad is done and the things that they're talking about, making the park better, new stage, relocating that, and I just see a lot of potential in the park. These things take so many years to.
And a lot of money.
And a lot of money, and you have to wait until you can find the money.
Yeah.
And. So I am excited to see that happen. I wasn't thinking about that, but that's been what I've been the last couple of weeks.
And I think, you know, this meeting that we're gonna discuss, the future of the park, I think we've got some ideas from that meeting that we've been bringing. I think with everybody else, I think we can get a good roadmap forward on what we want that park to.
That date, I think I wrote that date down for that meeting.
It's the 25th, is what I'm thinking, and that's what I think I've got on my calendar.
On parks, 25th, yeah. So that's a good meeting. If you're interested in the park, that'd be a good meeting to plan for.
6 o'clock.
Do you want to know more about what's going on?
I got six o'clock, right? Yeah, it's here at the city hall.
And then, from what I understand, there's even those, that rap tax that we implemented could be used to help offset some of the debt, whatever we need to do to make improvements out there, so.
In fact, the public hearing is to give input on what the community would like to see, citizens would like to see. They have ideas, but we would want the input of the city. That's all.
So I just have a couple things. One of them is September 11th is recognized as a National Day of Service. We would like to develop some service projects that we can put, post up on the
Website? Are you talking the city website?
No, the
Just Serve.
Thank you. Platform.
If you look at it, there's nothing in our area.
Yeah, we need to, and I would appreciate any ideas on what that might be, whether it's cleaning up a part of the city or doing something within the city that everybody could be a part of. That's kind of the what they want to use as the platform to get the word out. I don't think there's a lot of people that are familiar or know about the Just Serve. I don't know if there's many people using it, but I think they're trying to make it more of a way to get people involved with those types of projects. My fear is that some of these projects that may come up, we have a meeting with the Wasatch Front, and they've got projects like cleaning up the whole Jordan River from, you know, that takes in several different cities. And I just fear that I don't want to create such an ambitious project and have two people show up, you know. And so I'd rather have a manageable project and have more people there and get it done sooner. That's so.
Question. I don't know a ton about that website, but could you, isn't there a need in the community for more involvement in like committees, whether it's the rodeo committee or the parade committee or could you put something like that on that website?
I don't know why you couldn't, because it's a service. You're serving. It's not.
Aren't we needing more involvement in those types of committees?
You know, yeah. Kevin could probably speak to that more.
The rodeo committee and celebration committee. There's two committees right there that could use a ton of help.
We need to empower the citizens to step up to say, you know, I would like to be involved in that, but how do I get involved? Yeah. And a lot of people probably don't feel empowered to put their hat in the ring and say, can I be involved?
Yeah.
But if we put it on something like that, that might give people that little bit of nudge and empowerment.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I know the, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeannie, but then we post notices of help and
We put it in the newsletter, we posted it online, we posted it on Facebook.
Okay, what kind of response did they get?
None of them, no.
So maybe in, did we put it in our letter and stuff? Mm-hmm. I don't know what it takes. You know, obviously we're doing what we can to make public aware of those opportunities, but the city doesn't, I mean, they do all of the infrastructure stuff, but for celebrations and the rodeo and stuff, I mean, it takes a huge committee to do that. And right now, they're both bare bones as far as committee. In fact, most of the committee was city employees for the celebrations. Larson stepped up. I thought that was great. And I'm sure there were a number of others, but there is a need. And, you know, they start planning those things. The 24th or the 4th of July is behind us. Celebrations are behind us, but planning for those start right after the first of the year.
Yeah, but you know, there's to add to that, though, it's not just the 4th, because it's, you know, they do the lighting thing, they've got all that, the Halloween. I mean, there's lots that are starting to come up to that.
When you talk about service projects, I think most people's minds go immediately to
some
cleaning up someone's yard or something like that. And they don't think about those types of committees as being a service. They can
a valuable service they can provide the community.
Well, we got people that serve in the recreation department. There's a lot of volunteers in the recreation department, both in the ball fields and soccer fields and at the contoy and all that sort of thing. But we almost need somebody that is soliciting.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You almost need a committee to create those service opportunities.
Maybe this 9/11 thing would get something started. I don't know.
If we had a service project or service committee that identified those kind of things that could help facilitate how people get involved and where they get involved. And
we'll circle back to the justserve.org. I mean, I've looked at it before. It's been a couple of years, and I look at it, there was nothing listed for our area, but
yeah. So maybe that's a good initiative, is to try to get a committee that can, first of all, kind of a established committee that can run a service oriented.
You need a slogan. Find somebody that can create your slogan.
Good catch, you want.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't that wrap tax that we have, doesn't that require a
committee?
Understanding, but you know, it's a volunteer committee, but the purpose of that is to determine where that money is spent. But
I think
we need somebody that grants the effort of the actual service of different aspects of our community.
Somebody from the council.
Or somebody from
high power that can be part of this platform.
What's that?
We'll see tonight if I can kick off the item.
Let's talk about it. No, I just skidded off the council.
I don't know.
It still wants to be in the office of genius.
That was my suggestion.
I think that's a great idea.
Maybe you and I can be on the committee.
I'm helping out the cross. What I learned many years ago, if people see a need, all they got to do, if they see a need really, like with the city parks or the cemetery or whatever, people see a need, all they got to do is get a hold of City Hall and they can put them in touch with Public Works, the electrical department, and ask them, what can we do to improve this? So if they see a need, they can just go work on it. And the city would be grateful for their efforts. And I mean, I know that volunteer work's been done for the ball fields, the rodeo grounds, and everything. But you see a need, and so you jump in and do it. But people need to be asked. If people are asked, they do it. But to just say, oh, I'll get involved in that, I think you almost need somebody that's willing to ask.
A marketer?
Yeah. It's like it's like the rodeo committee. They needed to ask for sponsors. Now, nobody's going to say, oh, I'll donate $1,000 towards the rodeo. But if they're asked, there's a lot of people that will come forward with them. So I like your idea, but just posting it didn't get us anything. But to be actively engaged in contacting people or organizations, we contacted the 4-H, for example, and they've been doing the park about parking out the rodeo grounds, and they've been doing that for probably 6 or 8 years now. And it was just a matter of making contact with them.
Well, I found through my experience in that's what it takes, is, you know, asking somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You tell if they would want to get involved.
Right. So put them on the spot. So
yeah. So say we decided to do something for this 9/11, we'd have to have a concerted effort to contact, whether it be organizations or individuals, depending on how I'd like to keep it somewhat manageable.
Well, yeah, and so I can tell you some background is why I'm even bringing it up, is because I've been tasked
to do that.
Yes, with my on my church calling, and so they felt like because of my position on the council, I could organize something. But that's what I'm trying to do. I think
I think for the 9/11 thing, there might be more of a desire for people to go do something on that day because of
it's a patriotic.
Yeah, I think it is. Has been declared a national holiday or something, or a national. I think it's a national day of service. I don't know if that's been declared, but officially or formally, but. I think maybe in that situation, in the light of all of that, there may be people that are looking for something to do on that day. But any other time, at any other time of the year, it might be, there might be, have to be more of an effort to go out and recruit. So all I can do is put a project up there, and hopefully somebody will go on, just serve and see it, and then come and help. At this point, that's only a month away. So
anybody got any ideas?
I was going to visit with Colter maybe a little bit to see if he had a little project he could do. From what I understand, they're doing a humanitarian project in the church, but what's that?
Paint get one hydro. Paint off our intake.
So she just whispered in my ear, he's got a lot of projects.
Yeah.
Well, Earl and I, you remember Dan and Guy, him and another guy, they took it upon themselves to straighten tombstones. Every tombstone in that cemetery over there is plumb straight. That'd be a great, great project out here. They're bad.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, we'd have to have somebody to supervise that.
Yeah. But, I mean, just so they just went and, like, if they were out of level, they would just shore them up. And
yeah, some of those big ones are tipping bad.
Just put some gravel or something on
them. It's not easy. Some of those would probably have to have the machine to lift them.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to throw that out there. If somebody has an idea that might come in a dream or something, let me know. The other thing is you guys might have seen that email from Devin on the beta that we asked him to get. He said he wasn't on the agenda, and I said, well, it's probably good because there's a couple people missing tonight. And talking about the moratorium or whatever we want to call it, suspension of the building. From the data I can see, it looks like we're right on the verge of having enough water. And he included the well cemetery in the capacity, available capacity. We're not using that. So, and that's kind of what I needed to have a better understanding of, is where are we actually at?
Yeah, right. How much are we actually using?
Oh, we're right
on the cusp of having enough water for the peak demand in 2020. Now, we've had some building since the end of last year, and so that, you know, adds to that because we haven't developed any more source. But I think there are a couple things that we are doing that are helping mitigate that by offsetting schedules for irrigation on the big users and even odds and evens on the culinary users that are using outdoor water from outdoor. So that will have some effect. But I don't know if the number 2020 were using that same scenario. I don't think they were. I don't think we made any adjustments in 2020 really to the watering schedule. Maybe if I can remember, I think we had pretty good water that year.
About, well, it's obviously worse this year just because it's another bad year.
So,
but when we started that last year, it improved what we were doing.
Yeah.
So
that said, you know, I don't think we're in a
crisis,
state of an emergency yet. But if we continue to build without developing more source, we will get there.
But 10 days, if they're drilling that well, they're going to start.
Yeah, we should know within a few months how we're going to be sitting on that well.
I don't think it'll take them that long to drill. They'll take a little bit of time.
They'll know kind of what they're going to have.
You know,
with the test well. So I don't, you know, they said that MOLDA put on a moratorium for 6 months. And my thinking is, well, 6 months down the road, we're going to have a pretty good idea of what we have. And the building permits that we have that issue, they're probably not going to need water until, you know, it's come out of it anyway. I don't think we should overreact, but we do need to have some concern. and that's only my opinion. But there's a lot of things that we're doing right now to, that we don't know. And time will tell on how things play out there. So just this is just information, and maybe next council meeting we can get that on the agenda.
The mayor had a question, putting it on the agenda, but we haven't heard from Jonathan, and we just want to throw it on there if he wasn't ready, so.
Yeah, he was here today, I guess, helping with that pilot. He called me and said, well, I'm not on the agenda. And I said, well, just send over, can you just send over the preliminary data that you have, so at least we have an idea of where we're at without being more refined. So those are fairly crude numbers, but I think it gives you a pretty good sense of where we're at, that you can understand. Anyway, that's all I have tonight. I unless there's anything else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it. Motion by Sam, second by Chad, if you would adjourn. Thanks everyone for being here.
Go home and go to bed.
I wish.
You going to work? That ain't no fun.
No. No, I've been trying to.
Especially if it was bad as the first one, would it? I would have, they like zap all my energy.
Last night was. Since my